Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 312. Why You Need to Stop Overthinking Your Training by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nia Shanks, Zen Habits, and as of today, a brand new author, Roman Fitness Systems. John Romanello started this site way back in 2003 as a personal training company, but today, Roman Fitness Systems is one of the most respected sites for high-quality fitness and lifestyle information. They have books, training, and lots more, with a team of nearly a dozen employees. So thank you to John and his team for giving us permission to narrate their content. I'm sure you're really excited to hear what John has to say, so let's hear our first post from Roman Fitness Systems as we optimize your life. Why You Need to Stop Overthinking Your Training by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. One of the most common mistakes I see clients make again and again is overthinking things to their detriment. First, let's establish something. Fitness isn't rocket science, but it is science. And there are more effective ways to do things, and by and large, we should try to enforce those more effective parameters. However, if designing training programs is science, it is equal parts an art form. As a coach, it's not just about understanding stretch reflex action or antagonist pairing or force coupling to make that all work. That part is the science, and by and large, doesn't vary much. The art comes in when you're talking about individualizing things to your client, seeing their program through their eyes. Ask yourself, do they train in a busy gym? Can they realistically do that metabolic circuit you set up? Or will it be impractical in their space? Do they have time to execute the 2-hour workout you masterfully crafted? What's their experience like? On the coach's side, you need to consider all of these things and do your best to make it work. On the client's side, it is absolutely integral to trust the coach and put your head down and do the work. But it's equally important to realize that no matter how good your coach is, the program they wrote was created in a partial vacuum. And you will be executing it out in the wild. The instinct is to try to follow it to the absolute letter, and that's a good instinct, and one you should trust, unless following it is to the detriment of intensity, efficacy, efficiency, or compliance. The absolute worst thing you can do is try to follow the program to the T when circumstances require malleability, because in addition to wasting your time, it's going to frustrate you to no end. I want all of my clients to follow the programs I write for them, but I need them to be adaptable if they're actually going to make progress. Here's an analogy I like to give my clients to help them with this. To overthink things is to treat training like baking when you need to be treating it like cooking. Training is like cooking, not baking. Baking is an exact science. Not only do you need the exact right ingredients, you need the exact amounts of them, and you have to add them in precisely the right order. If you mess up one single piece of that, everything pretty much collapses, like a souffle, to stick with the metaphor. Nutrition, and not training, if you really want to be crazy, can kind of be like baking. You need to have the right macros on the right days. Maybe you worry about nutrient timing or micronutrient content. Probably not necessary, but there's an argument to be made there. But not training. Training is like cooking. By which I mean this. As long as everything winds up in the pot, chances are it's going to taste fine. If you can't do the exercises in the precise order I wrote them because your gym is busy, adapt. Replace one or two if needed. Do them out of order. That's what cooking is like. If you don't have turnips, add parsnips. If you forgot an ingredient in the beginning, throw it in at the end. The soup is still going to be fine. All you're doing by treating training like baking is stressing yourself out. It's important to note that this advice is intended for the majority of clients. Gen pop folks who want to lose fat and gain muscle. It's not for my athletes, but the analogy works there too. At the very highest levels, pro athletes, for example, that stuff matters. Everything matters. Improving performance by 1% is the difference between gold and bronze. Similarly, at the highest levels of cooking, that stuff matters. If you're a world-class chef, your food has to have layers of flavor, has to use perfectly sourced ingredients used at the right time, and has to look awesome on the plate. But you know what? You're not a professional athlete, and you're not trying to win Top Chef or get your Michelin star. You're just trying to have a nice meal that gets you to your goal. So, for us, making a few changes here and there isn't just acceptable, it's absolutely necessary. The most successful clients I've ever had are the ones who learn to walk the line between compliance and adaptability. They don't overthink things. Having a beautiful and masterfully written training program is great. Writing one is sure fun, but it's a jumping off point to something that has to work in the real world. So, stop overthinking things. Stop trying to bake when you need to cook. Make a few changes. If you can't find a free barbell, use dumbbells. Add some pepper. As long as it all winds up in the pot, it'll be fine, I promise. Lessons for the coaches. If you've only been at this a few years, it's tempting to think you've discovered a world-changing method that would get your clients the best results ever. You probably haven't. Just focus on writing great stuff. Do not fall into the trap of artful programming for its own sake. Write programs that are designed to help your clients, not impress yourself or your peers. Lessons for the clients. First, hire a coach. The easiest way to overthink things is to write your own programs. Don't do that. Outsource that stuff. Secondly, be adaptable. Be willing to make changes. If you can't do the program as written, just do your best and you'll be fine. For both coaches and clients, just relax and eat your soup, kids. You just listened to the post titled, Why You Need to Stop Overthinking Your Training by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm sure you've all been there. You're at the gym, you've got your workout planned, and oh, a machine is taken. Oh, some equipment is taken, and now you're flustered. You don't know what to do. I know I've been in that situation many times, and often I walk away very frustrated. But a while back, I started doing what John was mentioning. I would adapt. Sometimes I flipped the order of exercises. A while back, I was talking about breaking through a weight loss plateau, and I said one way to break through is to mix things up a little bit. Same goes for if you're stuck with your strength training routine, mix things up. One of the ways to mix things up is change the order. When I did that for myself, for me, it was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm doing a completely different routine. It was the same exercises, just in a different order, and it felt totally different. So if this happens to you, you had your workout planned, you go in, oh, equipment's taken, or you're not able to do it for whatever reason, think of it as a blessing in disguise. This means today is a day when you get to mix things up a little bit and maybe force your body to respond in new and wonderful ways. Now, before I go, really quickly, don't forget that we have 4 other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you. Check them out and subscribe to get a lot more content for free. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. That's it for today. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I'll be back here tomorrow with a couple of short posts from regular contributor Roger Lawson. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.